last night how you thought the team might respond to the injury or some adversity or release is pretty much what you would expect from this group.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They don't waver. They fight. They compete. Right from the jump when everyone showed up, it was still the same energy. Obviously, a lot of people were thinking about Zach, you know, but also they're ready to go out there and compete. And it was a great win, great team win. I mean, Leody coming up big, such a pro, like ready for the moment, ready for his time. Beavs had a great game. Cal's with a great bunt. Ward, like, it goes up and down. It was a great team win.
Every game prior to this would have been three runs or fewer. Were you able to enjoy this one a little more because you had a larger lead?
No, it's just because it's baseball. You just don't know what's going to happen. You know, I think you always have to – I think it's just me, but when you kind of let your guard down a little bit, that's when kind of stuff happens or it might get overlooked. So you have to – that's why there's 27 outs. There's no clock in this game. So there's a pitch clock, but there's no running clock. So
you talked about the strong approaches, at the plate. Was today just about the best results you have seen based on those good approaches?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Evaldi's is one of the best pitchers in the game, and he's been doing it for a long time. So our guys to kind of work the count, lay off the splitter. They laid off some tough pitches, and it's a credit to them. They've been doing it all season long, even though it's a small sample size, but not a great approach, and it was good to see some results today.
See both Basayo and Beavers go yard in the same game after maybe slow starts for each of them. Get you excited about what that duo could do for the organization, not just this year, but years to come together?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I asked him after he hit that homer, how did that feel? Because I've never experienced that, where you hit a line drive up the middle and it puts a hole in the batter's eye. But Beavs, I think the most impressive thing with Beavs was the hit off the lefty, off Alexander, to kind of keep the inning going. And that's something where, everyone knows the talent of Beavs across the league. Like, there's no hiding in this game. And the Beavs would go up there and manage the bat against the lefty and keep the line moving and set up that inning with Kowser with the bunt. So, yeah, I mean, with all our guys, like, that's just a credit to our PD department just developing this great young talent.
I'm sure you like it under different circumstances, but how good was it to have a Suarez to lead the bullpen and get the bullpen some stress off the bullpen?
Yeah, that was huge three innings for us with Al. His flight was at 6 a.m., 12:35 game, so he was probably running on a little bit of adrenaline, I hope. But that was huge for us to shut it down, go three innings, and kind of reset the bullpen going into the off day. It was definitely needed. It was a huge outing for Al. And Raj, too. Raj was outstanding today to give us six. He grinded through that one inning, made pitches, though. Pitch count got up there in that inning. But to get back out, go through six was big time for us.
Did anything jump out with Zach's imaging, or is it too early to tell?
I haven't not heard anything. I literally just came. Yeah.
You haven't hit too many balls like this in your career?
No. Rich, why are you laughing, dude?
Because I'm enjoying. I'm going to enjoy the story you're about to tell.
No. No, that was such a great swing. Such a great swing.
Besides the obvious with the crowd, what changes when you take this on the road?
Nothing. Nothing changes. It's just day one mentality. No off day tomorrow. Happy flight. And game one in Pittsburgh. Turn the page and keep on competing.
As a first down, there's some anxiety about third base defensively. Is it kind of like a no-brainer now with Mayo over there? Kind of automatically seems to be a lot more comfortable than he was in the past.
Yeah, Mayo's been looking good at third. He's put in great work ever since spring training up until this point. We feel very comfortable at third base, and we have Blaze as well that can play third, and it's tough to fill Westy's shoes with the player he is and the person he is, but like Mayo has stepped up big time for us and been the same with everyone else.
This was the first ever walk-off ABS challenge in the game. Do you guys keep the game off?
Was it really?
Yeah.
You're not just making stuff up? I don't know you, so you might be making stuff up. it's tough to trust. I'm glad Sammy challenged. We were trying to tell him in the ninth. There was one that would look close from the side, obviously, we talked about with the catcher's frame, it's tough. And he looked over, I was like, we got two. You can use one. So I'm glad he used it.